Hello. Hi. How are you? Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How are you? How is your week? Hope you're doing well. I just want to let you know that you are good. You are good. You know what I was just thinking? You know what? Our biggest crime is being queer. Being LGBTQIA plus individuals, that is what they think. That we are the worst thing ever to happen to this world. That is why it boggles the mind, the way some of these people act and the way they behave when they happen to find out that you are gay or you are a lesbian or you are gender non-conforming and all of these things. I really, really laugh at some of these people because they don't know what they are doing. And I'm saying this with my full chest. A lot of these people do not understand what they are doing. And the reason why is that they fear queer liberation. They feel like you being okay with yourself, you living your life, is a threat. To them, it's a threat to the control they have over you, especially the crusty, dusty people that are from Africa. You know, those ones, some of them that are weird and wayward. And the reason why I'm saying all of this is that I have had so many things happen to me in so many ways, in the sense that I said, I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to see myself as being wrong. I'm just going to live my life regardless. Because of this, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And I have had a lot of situations where people insult me and then they turn back to then come to me. And they're saying to me that they are sorry. And then they write me these weird direct messages and things like this, asking me for help or for guidance. And I look at them. The truth of the matter here is everyone in this life, on this earth, is allowed to live their life. It is about humanity. At the end of the day, whether you like somebody or not should not determine if they have the right to exist. Looking at someone like my sister-in-law with my brothers who go around doing the things, especially my sister-in-law, sending all the nonsense and doing all this pretentious love as if she cares. All it's about is about manipulation, control, and not about love. Because the thing is, a lot of these people want to be able to have you in the palm of their hands, to be able to tell you what they think you should do, how you should do, how you should live your life, what they expect from you. And some of them actually want to live their life through you. If someone loves you, like my sister-in-law claims that she does, what will she do? What will she do? She contacts me and asks me, what is going on? Are you okay? Why are you doing this? Blah, 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 blah. But you don't do that. You don't do that. And this is why I fucking pay anybody and everybody dust who insult me. Whatever you are doing against queer people, be it you wanting to harm them, being evil towards them, wicked, and all of these things, it has everything to do with you and nothing to do with us. And a lot of you who behave in this wayward way don't understand this. Because if you are being homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, and just damn right wicked and mean towards LGBTQIA plus individuals, this has everything to do with you. Because anyone that is queer did not create themselves. They did not. Nobody chooses to be LGBTQIA+. I just want to express what happened to me this week, and I'm going to share it quickly. So I posted a video on TikTok wanting to explain that I've talked about this on my TikTok lives, but I haven't really ever made a video about it. I don't think I have in that detail. So I decided to post this video where I spoke that two of my brothers don't speak to me and what my sister-in-law was doing. Do you know that this woman decided to now share this video to my sister, trying to get her to be against me? She's done this so many times. She has been doing this forever, even before she found out that I'm gay. And then when she found out, she did not stop. She was making all sorts of claims. Some of these things makes me laugh. The reason why it makes me laugh is that I live rent-free in some people's head. The mere fact that you exist, that you live your life unapologetically, makes some people mad because they are sad. If you are not sad, why are you so invested? And as I was saying earlier, if you care that much about me as your brother-in-law, why are you not writing me directly? Let me tell you, in this episode, I'm just trying to explain how I feel like. Now I feel like this is the reason why I see and I notice how queerness scares a lot of African establishments and Nigerians and all of them. It is not just because of it is unnatural, as they claim. It's because of they cannot control us. Because being gay, being queer, is something that is natural. Because it makes them uncomfortable as well, which I don't understand. A lot of these people who claim that they are loving you in the name of God, that God forbids this, is wild. And I'm looking at some of these churches, family compounds and governments and things like this. It makes them scared. And I don't understand why you are scared and worried. That is why you hear things like, you are trying to influence our young ones. You are teaching people to be gay. You cannot teach anyone to be gay. You cannot teach anyone to be queer. You cannot teach anyone to be a lesbian. All they want from you is to be obedient, to be shameful, to be silent. That's what they want. The thing is, I don't even want to be around people who want to tolerate me. I know sometimes it gets to a place where you'd be like, okay, just tolerate me. But this isn't about tolerance. They want you to be shameful. They want you to be silent and things like this. This is about power. The thing is, somehow, queerness threatens whatever they believe in. And I don't understand what that is. Whatever you believe in, that is your fucking problem. Because at the end of the day, gay people, LGBTQIA plus individuals, have always been here. Before I was born, before you and I existed, people like us were here. That is why I always say that my ancestors love who I am. They are okay with me. They rock with me. I say this all the fucking time because as I am recording this, my parents who have passed away are in this room with me. My grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, my village kings from the past, my African kings from the past and queens and everybody is here. I am divinely protected. Don't play with me. I say this all the time and that is true because our ancestors are okay with who we are. Being gay is not wrong. Being gender non-conforming is not wrong. Being a trans woman, a trans man is not wrong. Being gender non-conforming, non-binary, LGBTQIA+, a lesbian is not wrong. I am sick and tired of these good-for-nothing people moving mad unnecessarily. My dear, take your negative energy and go shove it up your hoo-ha. Some of you come and say, oh, your nyan, she's leaking, yari, yari, yara. My dear, you don't even wash your bum crack. How can you, who doesn't wash your bum crack, think that you're not going to have all the diseases? And you have all this nonsense myth that does not make any sense. I don't know why. I think I know why. Some of you are DL homosexuals. You are lesbians down low. But because your religion and your Bible told you that it is wrong, that is why you are scared. Let me tell you one thing. Someone like me who doesn't fear the wrath of God will speak against Christianity when I see that something is wrong. Like the way I talk about some of these good-for-nothing pastors. Some of these good-for-nothing pastors who are fraudulent. Some of these ones who abuse children. Some of these ones who want to rape the women who come to their churches. Some of these ones who will be praying for you and put their hands where they are not supposed to put their hands. Some of the ones who will tell you to give them money when they have problems. But when you have your own personal problems, they will tell you to go and pray to God. We can see right through you. We can see right through you. Your version of religion is used as a weapon to be wicked, to be mean to people. So I am okay to speak about things like that because I know where I stand. I know that my creator loves me. I know that I'm good. I know that my indie chair is okay with who I am. I know that I'm not wrong. And every LGBTQIA plus individuals that are listening to this, I need to let you know that you are not wrong. Okay? Why do they really hate us? That is a big question. Why do they really hate us LGBTQIA plus individuals? Why do they really hate queer people? Let me tell you, my dear, it is not because of who we love. It is just because we don't conform. It's because of we refuse to follow their nonsense. Queerness is natural. Queer people challenge gender roles, family structure, and religious hierarchy. Because the thing is, because religion has been used to control people because it's a framework. It has been used to control people. It has been used to put you in your place. And me, as someone that is queer, that is gay, I'm not going to be around people and in an establishment where I am told that I'm wrong. This is not even only queer people. A lot of African younger people these days have understood that religion is not the place for them. That Christianity is not the place for them because Christianity and religion has been used to control us for thousands of years. And a lot of people are seeing right through it. And a lot of queer people are saying, no, I am going to live my life this way. I am going to be queer. I'm not going to follow the heteronormative way of life. And that is okay. Who told you that your so-called God will create something that they don't love? If you believe that God created everyone in their own image and likeness, why do you think it is any different for queer people? Are you okay? Are you fucking okay? Let me tell you something. Most African states, and Nigeria included and things like this, of course, some African countries, you are okay to be who you are and you're still going to face homophobia. They need silence in certain respect for things to function. And when you are loud, when you are living your life unapologetically and you are being yourself like most queer people do, because queerness speaks volumes. They are unapologetic. They are wise, smart, abundant, major, classy, everything. And you do all of these things. It affects things. It rocks the boat. Because what you're doing is you're saying that I'm an individual. I'm not going to be in your dynamic the way you want me to be. Because what I realize is that some African countries, especially Nigeria and some of us, don't like it when people are individuals. Where has individualistic nature of people gone? When you are an individual, I don't think this is only Africa, actually. This happens a lot. When you are an individual, you have your own style. You have your way of life. You love to do things a certain way. A lot of people will just be against you. And queer people, a lot of queer people are individuals who live in a collective place called queerness. And they all thrive collectively. And be the vibes. And at the same time, we all understand that we are individuals, but we are a collective and we see each other and we love each other and we do what needs to be done. And we express ourselves in a way that it makes them uncomfortable. Because a lot of people want to say to you, oh, you are not a woman, you are a man. But who told you that a gay man is a woman? Just because if I like a man and I find men attractive doesn't make me a woman. And this is something that a lot of people will need to unlearn. I have spoken to people who will be speaking to me and they say that they mean well, but they end up saying to me, oh, you are a woman, you are a she. And I'm like, are you okay? Fuck off, I'm not a woman. I'm a man that is attracted to men. I have a penis. I'm a man at the end of the day. I'm a man. A lot of these people don't know what the definition of a man is. And that is where the problem lies. That is a massive problem. Because most questions that they will ask you when they are being transphobic, homophobic is, are you a Christian? Are you religious? Who told you that if you are gay, if you are a lesbian, a trans woman, that you cannot be religious? You can be a trans woman, a trans man, a gay man, LGBTQIA+, and be a pastor, and be a reverend father. And be a priest. Who told you that being gay is a sin.
Mm. Some of them are just wild.
You know the thing? Colonial morality still runs deep, deep in Africa. Deep. That is why you see some of these Nigerians, some Ghanaians, Cameroonians, Senegalese, and all of these people will tell you nonsense. The thing is, if you look at it, Nigeria has received English law, right? That is why our court system, we wear that white wig and all of these things. British laws still criminalizes queer love. And nobody in power in most of these African countries wants to repeal them. These countries like Britain and other developed countries, as you call them, who brought you these laws, are now okay for you to be gay, are now okay for you to be trans, are now okay with gay people. But our people who received these laws says, I am still going to send you to jail if you are gay. I am still going to prosecute you if you are a trans woman. I'm still going to stone you to death if I see you on the street, or attack you and maim you because of being who you are, because of living your life the way you are created. And that is a massive problem. A lot of African countries need to start unlearning some of these bullshits. And some of these laws need to be changed. Thing is, churches preach sex in a way whereby it makes people to be scared. And when they preach about sex in a panic way, it becomes a distraction from the corruption and injustice that happens in the country. The churches will tell you, go and pray. Go and do this. We are praying for Nigerian salvation. We are praying for Ghana to be okay. We are praying for Africa to be successful. Prayers is never going to change all of those things, right? Actions and what you do. Humans have the right to make things better. Churches and prayers that was brought to you has been used to make things worse. That is why some of your pastors are thieves. Being queer is framed as foreign to distract from how colonial violence created this fear. That is why they will say to you, oh, homosexuality was brought to us by the Westerners. Homosexuality is not what we do in Africa. Homosexuality is not our culture. Are you okay? Homosexuality, queerness, does not have a race. It does not have a language or a culture. You can be queer and be from anywhere. You can be a trans woman and be from any country, from any culture. And this whole thing about being queer and being gay, not being your culture, are all lies. A lot of you need to go and read about your culture because you are moving mad. And you are wayward. You need to research and know that your ancestors are okay with homosexuality, with queerness. I always get all the dramas from my family. And when I'm talking about family here, I'm not talking about chosen family. I'm talking about your biological family, the biological family framework. The family has been used as a policing tool for years when it comes to queerness and people in general, whether you are straight, bi, gay, gender non-conforming, non-binary, LGBTQIA+, this happens, but it becomes worse if you are a queer person, if you are gay. They will use tradition to suppress queer voices. They will be like, you are a disgrace to the family. You are such a disgrace. I have been told this on social media by people who don't even know me from anywhere just because of I'm Nigerian. They will say to me, you are a disgrace to your family. You are a disgrace to the Igbo culture. You are a disgrace to yourself. And I'm like, no, I'm not a disgrace. You just want to control me. You just want me to fall in line with what you expect me and who you expect me to be. Because I'm not that person, you get really, really angry. The thing is, being gay, being LGBTQIA+, threatens a lot of things for them. It threatens inheritance. For instance, that is why people say to me, why don't you want to have children? Of course, if you are gay, you're going to have children if you want to have children, right? But they feel like that you have to have children. And they think that gay people won't have children. So they feel like they say to you, oh, what of your inheritance? Who is going to inherit this? What of your lineage? All of these things. That doesn't make any sense to me because a gay man can actually have children if they want. So queerness threatens inheritance, patriarchy, and name legacy, which ties into what I was just saying. Because they will be like, who will take over your name? Who will be here? But they forget that legacy is not only about having children. It's not only tangible. The people you touched along the way, the people that you made feel good, the people that you spoke for without knowing, is your legacy. The people you touched, people you were kind to, your compassion, your empathy. There's so many ways that you can leave legacy, that you can leave a legacy in this world. And they don't understand this. It is not as straightforward as they think. And it's because of they don't have common sense. Everything is not black and white. Every fucking thing is not black and white. There's always a gray area. There's always a middle ground. There are nuances in things. This is why I always say to them to go and read about the Igbo culture, the African culture, African spirituality, and things like this, because it is based on balance, duality, and flexibility. If you read about your culture, you will understand these things. That is why we have the women husbands and women warriors and things like this. But some of you don't fucking read anything. All you use your social media to do and your mobile phone is to look for gossips and gay people and queer people you are going to attack. That is all you fucking do. Visibility is necessary. It can be dangerous sometimes depending on where you are, but it is necessary. I am visible because it is necessary. We need a lot of queer people who have the power and the means and the platform to speak, to show that it is okay for you to be queer. We are going to always be visible because it is important for us to do so. Queer Nigerians, queer Africans, queer Ghanaians, queer South Africans, queer people from my culture who speak up are always demonized. Sometimes they can just want to erase you if they have opportunities. That is why you see what happens on platforms like TikTok and things like this. You get TikTok bans, you get shadow bans, there is censorship and things like this. They are not just glitches. They are all digital suppression. Some of these platforms will not really push your things. I have posted things on platforms where I said things that make sense and they won't be pushed because of who I am, because of we are LGBTQIA+. Being visible as a queer person means risking everything. It means risking everything. I have fucking risked a lot. My family not speaking to me, losing friends, and fighting every day with people. But you know what? I'd rather have it like this because I have my peace of mind. The thing is, everything I am representing and queer people who are speaking up are representing is that it cracks their lies. Because you are able to tell people the truth. People are able to learn about things and know that it is okay for you to be who you are. And I have risked a lot and I'm okay with that. I don't get invited to most things that my relatives do. And that's okay. That's okay. I have my chosen family. I don't feel left out. I feel okay with it because I have made peace with that. Do you understand? And that is something you should understand for yourself, that there are consequences and the consequences for me are positive. I love it for me because what is done for me is that I know people who love me and people who don't love me. And anyone that is around me is someone that loves me and people who care for me. Queer joy is seen as rebellion. Every fucking soft moment, every outfit, every kiss, every pose is a resistance. They want us tired. They want us afraid. They want us to be grateful to survive. But you know what? We show up unapologetically all the time. And they cry. They cry. Visibility isn't asking for permission. It is taking up space on purpose. It is taking up space on purpose. We are taking up space. We are here. We are visible. We are representing. We are the vibes. And we will continue to be here. I will not have it another way. Being gay has been a massive blessing for me in so many ways. It comes with the goods. It comes with the bads. The bads of me being who I am doesn't have anything to do with me because I cannot control what people think about me, what they do, how they see me. But what I can control is how I feel about it. And I'm okay with who I am. So should you. Because you are wonderful. You are amazing. Live your life unapologetically. Just live your life. Live your life. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share this to your friend if you can. Yeah. This is a community for us. I'm so grateful that some of you have been listening, and I hope that we get more. Yeah, I just am so happy that we are where we are, and this is a platform for us. Let love lead the way. Let love lead the way. We are LGBTQIA+, and we will always be. Gay people, queer people, LGBTQIA+ individuals will always be here. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.